Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Hello.
Good morning, Greg. And welcome Good morning. To Deeper Truth. Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Alphonsus Rodriguez.
Amen.
Now, Saint. Well, I had him up here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Deeper Truth. We are so thankful for this opportunity. And so, his story begins. Now, Alphonsus, Saint Alphonsus is the patron saint of Jesuit brothers. Today, Jesuit brothers serve alongside Jesuit priests in a variety of ministries in over 112 countries on 6 continents. The brothers offer who they are and what they have for the greater glory of God. Greater glory of God is their slogan. At the heart, at the very heart of the spirituality of Saint Alphonsus is love God's love, God's love for us, and our love for God in response. Saint Alphonsus was overwhelmed by God's love for him and for all of us. And for Alphonsus, this was especially manifest in Jesus. Jesus is the unshakable, able sign and proof that God loves us. Alphonsus Rodriguez was born in Spain in 1532. He is the patron saint of the lay brothers of the Company of Jesus, the Jesuits. And Jesuit lay brothers are men who are called to the religious life as Jesuits, but who are not called to priestly ministry. Tragedy and challenge beset today's saint early in life. But Alphonsus Rodriguez found happiness and contentment through simple service and prayer. And he was born in Spain in 1533. And he inherited the family textile business. And at age 23, within the space of 3 years, his wife, daughter, and mother died. Meanwhile, business was poor. Alphonsus stepped back and reassessed his life. He took self-inventory like we should be doing, huh? And he sold the business. And with his young son, moved into his sister's home. There he learned the discipline of prayer and meditation. And at the death of his son, years later, Alphonsus, almost 40 by then, sought to join the Jesuits. He was not helped by his poor education. He applied twice before being admitted. For 45 years, he served as doorkeeper at the Jesuits' college. When not at his post, he was almost always at prayer, though he often encountered difficulties and temptations. His holiness and prayerfulness attracted many to him, including Saint Peter Claver, then a Jesuit seminarian. Alphonsus his life as doorkeeper may have been humdrum, centuries later, he caught the attention of poet and fellow Jesuit Gerald Hopkins, who made him the subject of one of his poems. Alphonsus died in 1617, and he's the patron saint there in Spain. And, oh God, in the faithful service of our brother Alphonsus, you have shown us the way to joy and peace. Make us ready and watchful companions of Jesus, who became the servant of all, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we like to think that God rewards the good, even in this life. But Alphonsus knew business losses, painful bereavement, and periods when God seemed very distant. None of his suffering made him withdraw into a shell or self-pity or bitterness. Rather, he reached out to others who lived with pain, including enslaved Africans. Among the many notables at his funeral were the sick and poor people whose lives he had touched, and may they find such a friend for us. And so I've got Dr. Gregory Thompson, and we are brothers, and I'm thankful for Greg and what he does in Deeper Truth and the Marian Association and all that he does. And I thank you, Greg, for joining me here as we continue to move forward in our prayer for priests. We pray for our priests because they have so much going against them. So, Lord, thank you for your Holy Catholic Church. We thank you, Lord, for the great sacraments that you offer us that connects us with you. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry you provide in giving us these holy priests as we pray for our priests, which begins now.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today around the world. We pray for them, Lord, that they be your voice in today's world that needs your word so desperately. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. keep their minds filled with Jesus and put Jesus always on their lips. He is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Take special care for sick and dying priests and the ones most tempted. Remember how they spent their youth and old age, their entire lives serving and giving all to Jesus. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and sanctify them as your ardent servants, consecrated in holiness. Mold them into the true likeness of your Son to be a compassionate shepherd to your people. Keep them steadfast in times of trial, ever faithful in obeying your will and zealous in proclaiming Christ to the world. And remember this, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And when you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. That's a great reason right there to pray the rosary. Pray the rosary daily. Pray the rosary. And go to confession often. Stay in the state of grace. Go to Mass. And receive the Eucharist often. The actual body, blood, soul, and divinity. To pray. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And we pray for children. We pray for holy marriages. We pray for children, Lord. So much is being brought up against them. We pray for children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power or vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us, care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Alphonsus and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher and Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica and Saint Anthony.
God
and
bless
all you,
you
holy men and women. Okay. Well, God bless you, Greg. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we thank you, Lord, as we move into our Stand in the Gap segment, because, you know, thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all of us praying for our prayer, listening to our prayer, Lord. Thank you. And thank you for Greg, Lord.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, and what is happening in the Ukraine and what's happening in Israel and Palestine and all the violence and the terrorism and the evil that's taking place, Lord, we pray for peace. But we pray for an end to this terrorism. And we pray for Israel and those who are seeking to stop the violence. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There would be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless them with his peace and strength, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who've recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind, and those still waiting for word for those who had been kidnapped. And we've had mass shootings recently. We pray for them, those families. We pray for them, Lord. Help them to find peace in this time of mourning, knowing that no matter what, Lord, that you are with them through all this pain that they are experiencing. Lord, I ask of you, Lord, to hear this prayer for the souls of those who've recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their souls, and allow them to bask in the light of your peace and mercy, so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer this morning. And thank you, Lord, as we move forward. We lift up, Lord, the prodigals, those, Lord, who have gone astray from the true faith. We lift up you, those, Lord, you said you would leave the 99 to reach after the ones who have gone astray. And so, Lord, thank you, Lord, for loving them. More than we do. We thank you, Lord, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America, Lord. We pray for America. Pray for your peace and understanding and your strength and your grace. We ask of you, Lord, and we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and our nurses and doctors. And we pray, we ask you, Lord, to bless our members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, your gentle love and compassionate feeling. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for those in prison who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for all those who've been diagnosed with any disease. We pray for all those in the hospital setting, Lord. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are a spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 AD to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Well, somebody's going to praise his name. It's either going to be you or me, but it's going to be a rock or tree. And we see that in the scripture in St. Luke, that if we don't praise the Lord, the rocks will cry out. And so you wonder why sometimes we hear of statues crying or something of that nature. So somebody's going to praise his name. It'll be you or me. And Jesus, your word says that ivory palaces, stringed instruments, make you glad. And Lord, and may this also make you glad.
Heard the words of secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor chord, and the major lift. The baffled king composing.
You lift us up.
Thank you. raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Amen. And tomorrow's sneak peek, St. Wolfgang of Regensburg. As you can guess, he's from Germany. So that's our sneak peek for tomorrow. St. Wolfgang of Regensburg. And so we will see you tomorrow as we end today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord's blessings and His grace shine upon you all today. Good day.